This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Susan Ferriccio, Chief Congressional Correspondent for the Washington Examiner. For Thursday's edition of the paper, she's examining the fate of Illinois Senator Roland Burris as his story about what contact he had and what promises he made to, at that point, scandal-plagued Governor Rod Blagojevich in order to win the Senate seat vacated by Barack Obama. And Susan, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Well, it went from virtually no contact to multiple contacts to actually having tried to raise money for Rod Blagojevich. Just how much trouble is Burris in right now?
Well, he's changed the story a number of times. And, you know, the Senate was a little skittish about seating him anyway for a variety of reasons. One, they thought his appointment was tainted. And number two, I think underneath all that, that you don't hear them talking about, but that certainly they're worried about, is that the seat will be vulnerable in 2010, that Burris would not have been the strongest candidate to defend the seat just based on his own record in the state with, you know, attempts to get elected into other offices. So he already was sort of a weak candidate. So now that you've got the Senate hearing about the leaders, hearing what, you know, appears to be, you know, different stories about how involved he was with Blagojevich in the beginning. So they just kind of feel like they've been duped. He told them, look, you know, I didn't have any contact. This appointment is not tainted. Just because the governor is in trouble doesn't mean I was caught up in it. Well, now it sounds like perhaps he was. So you've got some trouble for him in the Senate. You've got his co-senator from Illinois, Dick Durbin, saying, the senior senator from Illinois, saying his future is really in question right now. And Reid, the majority leader in the Senate, Senator Harry Reid from Nevada, has said the same thing. So the big question is, what happens next? Does he stay there with a cloud over him, or do senators move to have him removed from the Senate in some way, or you know, reprimanded in some way? Either way, it doesn't look good for the Democrats as a party, and for Burris, right now, his future is really shaky.
We're talking with Susan Ferriccio of the Washington Examiner. And Susan, in watching these controversies and scandals play out over the past several years here in Washington, it seems as though you're really in trouble when members of your own party are either calling for you to go or saying some pretty harsh things about you. And that seems to be where Burris is right now. Is that usually the sign from your perspective that he's got an uphill fight ahead of him?
Yes, but it's not over yet. Don't forget, this has happened with senators before. Everyone can recall Larry Craig, the senator from Idaho, who was caught in a bathroom in St. Paul, Minnesota, in a compromising position. Everyone thought he would be gone, and then he said he was sticking around. And to everyone's amazement, the Senate did absolutely nothing to remove him. The Senate doesn't like ethics hearings. They can't stand them. In fact, they're very rare. The last time there was an expulsion hearing was Packwood from Oregon. Senator Packwood got involved in a scandal, a sexual misconduct scandal. And, you know, that the Senate just can't stand that kind of thing. I mean, the House doesn't like it either, but the Senate even more so. So I know they will be really reluctant to air this, because if they have an ethics hearing, it's very public. It'll be on all the TV stations, and it'll be a Democrat who's at the center of it all. So naturally, they want to avoid that. Now, I think at this very moment, they're kind of hoping they can get him to resign. And a lot of it will depend on what kind of evidence the FBI has on Burris. Do they have recordings of him talking to the governor or the governor's brother or the governor's close associates? If they've got him on tape saying things like, well, I can do this for you if you consider me for the seat, that looks terrible for Democrats. They've got to get him out of there. They don't want Republicans to be able to use that as fodder all the way up to the election, which is less than 2 years away, because they'll lose that seat. And then in the Senate, that means an even harder time moving these big pieces of legislation that Barack Obama wants to move along. They just had a really difficult time moving the stimulus package because they don't have the 60 votes they need to pass bills. They need Republican help. Now, if they lose another seat, well, then that's even, they need even more Republicans to move. So it's just, it's really perilous for them. And Burris, you know, his seat is really, really important.
There's probably a decent chance at this point, I would guess, Susan, that he won't run for reelection if he's still in office in 2010. Is that a safe assumption? And even if he doesn't run, does all this still taint whoever the Democratic nominee is in a year and a half?
I think it looks really unlikely that he'll run. Not that he wouldn't want to. I mean, he's Burst doesn't strike me as the kind of guy who's going to shy away from something because everyone tells him not to run. But he may realize he's not going to be able to raise enough money to run because people will throw their support behind a candidate that they think is going to win. Burst, if he really does turn out to be tainted by all this, if evidence does surface that really taints him, as people suspect it might, it will be almost impossible for him to realistically run. And, you know, you can't predict what the guy will do, but he's got to have money to run. To run for the Senate in Illinois, you're talking, you know, $10 million you need to raise. So where's he going to get that kind of money if people see him as a sure loser?
Real quickly before we go, is there any sort of effort to speed through this ethics process to get it over with if he doesn't step aside voluntarily?
I think the Senate Ethics Committee would like to move quickly. They will have to contend with a parallel investigation in Illinois on the issue. So, you know, say if they want to say, well, I want to hear these tapes, the FBI might say, you know, we'd like to really just conduct our own investigation and keep our tapes to ourselves. Because what happens is you cross-contaminate witnesses and things can really go wrong when you've got two investigations going on at the same time. And historically speaking, Congress has deferred to the local jurisdictions for criminal investigations. They've waited. And so what will happen is something will occur on the local level. There's a local investigation going on. As soon as something is decided there, the Senate, in many cases, in these instances, moves immediately after that to start their own inquiry, and they move pretty quick on that. So they do wait, but we're not talking years here. Whether it'll be months or weeks, I mean, that's up to how quickly things move in Illinois.
Susan, unfortunately, that'll have to be the last word. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks very much.
Susan Ferriccio is Chief Congressional Correspondent for the Washington Examiner. This is Dateline Washington.